Nikki Finney is our guest today. She's a poet, assistant professor of creative writing at the University of Kentucky, a founding member of the Afro-Latchian Poets, and author of a couple of books of poetry, On Wings Made of Gauze and the new one, Rice. Nikki, we were talking about your work and about that sense of history that you bring and that people can get, and I kind of added to Shelley's line. He said that poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world, and I'm adding unacknowledged historians to that. And there's a poem in the book that I think really speaks well to this discussion of poet as historian. Making Foots, I guess, is what I'm talking about. The poem itself is very powerful, very visceral, living history. And I can imagine those kind of atrocities going on, but to get them from you, in a sense, they're personalized. It makes it a lot more powerful. So what I'd like to do is maybe talk a little bit about that and have you read some or all of Making Foots.
Well, why don't I read it and then we can talk about it, if that's okay. Making Foots. Many a foot was chopped off an African high grass runner and made into a cotton-picking plowing peg, was burned away into two festering runaway sores, was beaten around into a southern gentleman's original clubfoot design. They went for our feet first, for what we needed most to get away. My papa's feet are bad, bad. Once under roof, his shoes are always the first to go. A special size is needed to fit around ankle bones broken at birth. Sore feet standing on freedom lines, weary feet stomping up a southern dust bowl march. Simple feet's wanting just the chance, just one, to black Gulliver jump a crest lunch counter or two, and do a Zulu Watusi zoot suited step instead of a fallen archless wait for the time to come. Him wanted to put his feet up and sip himself some. Papa, how you say you'll take that coffee? Oh, baby, just make it black and bitter like me. My papa's feet are bad. They beat our feet around with billy clubs and by our raggedy feet had hoped to drag us all away. Country corners and city curbs is where they hold my keepsakes. Some of my brothers who brush their Italian skins off on the backs of steam-pressed pants legs. Shoes first, they'll tell you. Shoes above all else, they'll show you. If your black foot ever wakes you up in the night wanting to talk about something aching there under the cover out loud for no apparent reason, there is reason.
Ooh, I hear the ending of that. You know, look at the chills on my arm. I mean, it's a mark of a poet to know how to end and when to end a poem, and that's certainly the mark right there. You know, when I grew up in the North, and some people say that the North is an even more racist place than the South, but when I hear a poem like that, I think she's still living in the South. And not only do you live in the South, but you say that it's your beloved Southland. Is that a contradiction, to live in a place where something like that might have, things like that occurred regularly, and where now not directly does that kind of stuff happen, but indirectly it's still there?
Well, I don't think it's a contradiction. It's just the truth. I think there are contradictions about places, as with anything. I think that it is my beloved Southland. It is the place where that holds my my birth, my parents' birth, my grandmother's birth. My family history is there. That's what makes it beloved. The other things that make it, that have been the horrific things, we need to talk about and cite and put into that story as truth as well. I think that there are many places that have those sort of contradictions about them, that if we face and look at, the place becomes that much more powerful a space. This poem has to do with feet, and it has to do with, again, going back to enslaved times, when so many stories have been passed down about, well, if you cut somebody's foot off, you know, or their toes off, they can't run away and can't try to escape this horrific condition. It also has to do with seeing, and I can't think of the film right now. Denzel Washington was in a film about enslaved, I think they were actually at that point free, and they were given some shoes. Enslaved Africans were given shoes to wear, and the whole question of feet and shoes. And then it came back around to my father's feet. My father, at his birth, And there's a poem in the book about that called The Afterbirth, and that's too long to get into, but his ankle bones were broken at his birth, and he's had to wear special shoes all of his life. And then I wanted to bring in, too, the fact of my brother's loving shoes more than almost anything else, and having almost a fetish for shoes. And I think all of this goes into the mix of this poem, and all of this is the truth of the continuum of my story about feed and in my community. Yeah.
Do you get a chance to read this to younger African-American kids, and do they have any clue that this was a regular part of life of their ancestors?
They ask the question, and I think that's what I hope the poem does. It stirs some idea, some question in them that they might want to ask me about, and I can answer what I know, but I can also send them on a search for other kinds of information. I think that's one of the powers of poetry for me, is to be a reference for further information.
Yeah, for that journey of self-discovery.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.